Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, for listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCU Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at Made Unto Us Sanctification. As I noted a week or two ago, someone who manifests Christ the most are those who are least aware of it. That is because those that are, you know, through the losing of themselves, and that is what it takes to manifest Christ, they have had a lot of that self-obsession worked out of them, and now they are able to focus more on Christ Himself. But I would say most of us have little frame of reference for such a life that is lost to Christ, to the point to where we can simply leave ourselves alone and abide in Him. But this is what the work of the cross will bring in our lives. We won't be so constantly trying to be out there doing things. We will simply, by faith, live in and out from Christ. Now, this, my friend, is true freedom. And it also is a large part of what is the necessity to manifest Christ. Now, listen closely, very closely. We cannot manifest Christ if we are still fussing over ourselves. Let me say that again. We cannot manifest Christ if we are still fussing over ourselves, because ourself will be alive and growing stronger each time that we fuss about something in our life. May God help us in this area here. Amen. And, you know, the suggestion that we can build the character of Christ in our lives is also error, because we already have Christ in us if we are saved. But we do not have to build anything. Rather, that which hinders Christ from being seen in us must be dismantled. Let me say that again. That which hinders Christ from being seen in us must be dismantled. We must bear about in our lives the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that He might also be seen. That this building character, like Christ, is a big money maker in the church, sadly, today. Books and seminars and videos and conferences and YouTubes and podcasts, and you name it, all teach that it's our choice that we can build godly character. But what happens is that these people, they turn all of this malarkey into a new form of religions and laws, and they slip into the church under the banner of humanistic teaching. Oh, yeah. Most denominational Sunday school literature is pure humanistic dribble that the denominations have embraced. Remember, all church-sponsored literature has a certain doctrinal belief and is denominationally driven to yield a certain outcome. And I recommend sticking to the tried and true Word of God, the Bible. You know, when a church uses a denominational Sunday school literature, the Word of God may be referenced and even used to maybe prove a point or whatever, but you are not getting what the Holy Spirit wants you to get. Oh no. What you are getting is the revelation of the author of the Sunday school literature and not the author of the Word of God. Stay away. I recommend stay away from such literature and hear directly from the Holy Spirit. So we can see we cannot build character by the power of humanistic choices. Oh, no. Not of course. There has to be a life within us. Who is our character? And that life is in the person of Jesus Christ. Then we can lose ourselves so that He might be seen in us throughout the world. Thus, we do not have to build anything. You know, what do we have in us anyways without being Christ that we can use to build character? Wow. Paul knew this thought very well. Paul writes in Romans 7:18, "For I know that is within me, that is within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." Do you know, my friend? That is the problem with most Christians and some believers that I know. They do not want to know. Oh, they plow through life and are not concerned about true spiritual matters and wonder why things are not working out for them as advertised. Oh, no. We must die to ourselves. We must dismantle ourselves so that Christ may be seen through us. The choices involved in this must start with us coming to the cross, or nothing that we do in this life will result in anything of spiritual value for us or even for God. You know, if we look at the Greek words usually translated sanctification or sanctify, you will discover that they pertain to Christianity, and they mean set apart for God's use. Now, I like that. Now, you know, that is a bit kind of religious sounding, but the thought is so true, my friend. Either we have or we have not been set apart for the Master's use. Either we are walking with the Lord and doing His will, or we are not walking with the Lord and not doing His will. Either we are saved, a forgiven sinner, or we are lost, not saved, and a condemned sinner. Thank you, Brother Howard, for that thought. Amen. Now, to put it into modern language, and the word meaning is to belong to God. Now, I like that also. Either we are belong to God, or we do not belong to God. And if you know a little bit about word meanings of the Bible, then you will also realize that there's not only the word sanctification, but there is also the word saints. Saints is the same word. Sanctification and saint is the same root word. The saints are those set apart for God's use, or those who belong to God. Sometimes the Greek word is translated ready, holy, or holiness. Now gather all this up, and to be sanctified is to be made holy. And in both expressions of the Greek word, meaning to belong to God. Wow. Thus the saints are the holy ones. They are the ones who belong to God. Now, I'm not talking about the apostles and such, and the saints that the Catholic religions worship in idolatry. Oh, no. I am talking about God's intention for our life. Brother Peter writes in 1 Peter 1:16, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, that's God the Father speaking there. Wow. But God wants us to be holy. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus tells us, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Wow. God wants us to be holy. He wants us to be perfect. God wants us to be saints. Well, to be a saint, and remember, one must die. Now, I'm not talking about physical death, but I'm talking about dying to ourselves, us falling into the ground and dying. You know, the term that God inspires most often to reference and refer to those that have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, within them, is a saint. Wow. Now notice what this means. It means that the very definition of a born-again believer is that they belong to God. There is not any other kind of believer or even a Christian. A Christian and a believer is one who is birthed from above by being made one with Christ, one who belongs to God. But no, my friend, we all are not God's children, as what many Christians would say and religions would teach. Oh, no. If you are not birthed from above, then your father is not God, but the devil. And you can check that out in John 8:44. Yes, we all may be created through God's process of natural birth and given the opportunity to be saved, but until Christ dwells within us, we are dead men and women walking on this earth, and we are adding no spiritual value to ourselves or to God. For us to be able to add any spiritual value to our life, it must be through Christ. Christ must be in us. We must be in union with Christ. If not, then we will be adding no value to us at all. Our life will just be a sham, just walking through the earth. But when we are saved and we are walking with the Lord, then our life takes on value. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and more next week on Made Unto Us Sanctification. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.